Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Katie Skank and Heather Lechner are our guests. They're co-partners, co-founders of, partners and co-founders of Ballyhoo Blue Workshop. Heather, I need that website, please.
Sure. It's ballyhooblueworkshop.com.
Spell it for them. Not workshop. We got that. And blue. We got that. Spell the first one.
B-A-L-Y-H-O-O.
Two L's?
Sorry. Two L's. Yes.
Bally, B-A-L-L. All right, Heather, you can't do this anymore. Katie, I'm kidding.
Ballyhoo, B-A-L-L-Y-H-O-O.
There you go. Ballyhoo Blue Workshop.com. All right, so you guys are partners. Katie, how's that working out?
It's awesome. I don't think we've...
Come on. We need some dish here.
Okay,
come on.
It's a marriage, too. You know how it goes.
Yep, I've had partners.
way more good. It's a nice balance. There are crazy days, and of course, there are sometimes where we disagree, and that's where we come together and figure out a nice compromise that works great for the business
right.
And great for the client.
So, Heather,
yeah, early.
I want to ask you this one. Well, go ahead. Finish what you're going to say, Heather.
I was just going to say, early on, we found a plaque that says, pull out your good girl panties and have a tough conversation.
Yeah.
And so often, I mean, we kind of use that as our motto. I mean, at times, that's when you have to, step up and have those difficult conversations with each other. And we've learned that we have to do it. And we have
respect
to be transparent
and common,
and honest.
Respect and common values will get you through, won't it?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And so if you don't begin with those, you're doomed, aren't you? I mean, how many partners have you guys seen, as I have, where they began wanting to be in business and they did it together, but they didn't have respect for each other, or for some reason they got together without talking about values. If you don't have common values, partners don't work.
Right. No.
Heather?
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's scary to us as we sit down each day and kind of talk through the day and talk through future goals and things like that. How aligned we are,
right.
And how much more aligned we even are, and it's building on that. That
talk to us,
trust in that
talk to us, Heather, about running the business. What have you learned about running your business, being a business owner, now that you are not an employee anymore?
It's been an incredible eye opener. There's definitely challenges and issues that I never thought we would be dealing with that we have to on a daily basis. I'm a designer by trade, never went to school to run a business. So, we've just kind of had to figure it out as we go. So it's been really helpful for us to realize that we can't do it all in-house and that, we need to reach out to partners and other companies that specialize in the things that we just don't do or have the background in. Exactly.
You've learned about outsourcing.
Yes. Yes. It's been a huge, it's allowed us to think bigger and longer term.
Really?
Because we have those resources at our fingertips when we need them.
Can you pick up on that, Katie?
Yeah, I think to build off of what Heather was saying, it was kind of our aha moment that we can't do all this stuff in-house. So dealing with HR and employee issues and benefits and how we're going to do raises and reviews and how the financials are dealt with and accounting, we need to reach out to experts. And partners, and they've become natural extensions of ours. I mean, we use Insperity for our HR services, and they're phenomenal. We have an accountant and attorney that we would be dead in the water without. These are not our expertise.
Those aren't your core competencies, are they?
No.
Nobody starts a creative company and says, I can't wait to learn more about bookkeeping.
That's right. Exactly.
I can make the books look really pretty, but beyond that...
Yeah, well, and that's how some people get into trouble. But anyway, so that's great information. I've said for years that outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
because somebody else can do things
what we do best.
That's exactly right. So, okay, what was the biggest mistake? Katie, what do you think was the biggest mistake you guys make?
I think sometimes finding the right personality fit. It's, you know, finding the right balance and people that fit the culture perfectly is sometimes a difficult thing.
So you feel like your biggest mistake was a hiring mistake?
Yeah, I think so. And maybe not even understanding what we need to hire for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of thinking that it's something, again, it's realizing that some things should be outsourced and maybe it's not something that should be brought in.
Yeah. Heather, what do you think?
I would absolutely agree. It's we are a small group, and we have fortunately worked together for years prior to Ballyhoo. And so when we bring new people in the fold, it's a challenge because, you know, we have such long, you know, Katie and I have known each other for nearly 20 years, and most of our employees we've worked with together, I would say 10 plus years.
So you hire not only for competence, but you also hire for culture.
Oh, absolutely. Number one for culture, I think. You know, we have to fit. It's a small group, to Heather's point, and we're working together day in, day out, and traveling together quite a bit. So,
they become family, don't they, over time?
Absolutely.
That's one of the things that's so common in all small business. All right, I need the website one more time, please.
BallyhooBlueWorkshop.com.
Say it again, Katie.
BallyhooBlueWorkshop.com.
And Ballyhoo has two L's. Everything else sounds is spelled just like you would think.
Two L's and two O's.
There you go.
You
yeah, I forgot about the O's at the end. Hey, ladies, good job. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
We've enjoyed having you here. Good job today. Katie and Heather, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get them back another day. I got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.